The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk food and looking forward to cooking something nice for the holiday weekend is Kevin Dundee of Dundon of Dunbrody House. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, you've a main and you've a few suggestions of what might go well with that main.
Yeah, well, one of the dishes that I love cooking at this time of year is the shoulder of pork. And it's very reasonable to buy, which is super. But the trick here is the marinade that we put on it. So it's a green curry paste. So you get your shoulder of pork, you get your green curry paste. And anchovies. Chop up your anchovies and you're kind of making a paste. Put a bit of oil on the outside of your shoulder of pork and then rub into your pork.
How long do you need to leave it?
Probably about 2 to 3 hours before it goes into the oven.
Okay.
And we're going to put it in. It's kind of a slow cook. So initially it'll go in at 200 degrees for about 15, 20 minutes to get a nice caramelization on the outside of it. Then take it out, cover it in tinfoil, reduce it down to 140 degrees for about 2.5 hours. And basically what you end up having is this delicious piece of meat that literally is falling off the bone. And it's so good. So you can actually, like, you can put it into like a bap. So it's like a sandwich. You can just eat it the way it is with these lovely sides that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But it's what's the great secret about this is the anchovy. The anchovy dissolves into the meat and gives that lovely kind of saltiness flavor.
I love anchovies. Some people hate them, though. And no, I'll have a Caesar salad, no anchovies.
I know, yeah, but when it's cooked into the meat, you actually don't taste the anchovies. You just get, well, you get the flavour and the enhancement of what the anchovy does, but you're not looking at them. So I think it really works. The great trick, this is a great salad that we do. It's you take a baby potato, so it's a crispy potato salad using yogurt. But you get your baby potatoes and you parboil them for 12 minutes. Take them out, put them on a roasting pan, put some olive oil on them and just get your masher. So the skin is on and everything. And you just like crush them. So they're crushed. And then it goes into, and then put knobs of butter on top and then into a really hot oven until they get super crispy. And so crunchy and crispy. You can just taste them right now, can't you?
Yeah,
And then in a separate bowl, you get some yogurt, some chopped up cucumbers, some spring onions, going in there mixed together, and then in a pan some chopped bacon, get it lovely and crispy with some onions, and add those together, and then take out your potatoes from the oven and they're super crispy and you add them all together and you just get
delicious.
It's like I can taste them
absolutely
right now.
Delicious.
Yeah, really, really good.
Now you also recommend something that's quite classical. It's a tomato and balsamic salad. Those little multicolored tomatoes are quite good.
Heritage cherry tomatoes. You'll see them in any supermarket or any greengrocer is really good. But the trick with a tomato salad, it's to go in without any preconceptions of the type of tomato you want to buy.
Yeah.
When you go into a store, just look and you'll be able to see and smell the tomato, and that's the one you want.
So okay, irrespective of the colour and all the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly, because you get, like, the heritage tomatoes are purple, green, yellow, orange, red.
And they do look good.
Yeah, they look fantastic. But, and also, don't take them from the fridge. So when you're, and that's the biggest trick with a tomato salad, is to bring your tomatoes up to room temperature, because that brings out the sugar and the flavours of the tomato. Mm.
I remember as a kid eating tomatoes off the vine in Rush when we went on a holiday, believe it or not, to Rush.
Well, they're a fruit.
And you'd put salt on it.
Yeah,
fantastic.
But that's all you really need to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, and just keep your dressing super simple. So balsamic is amazing vinegar. Even go for the white balsamic vinegar is really, really tasty. Mm. And a little bit of olive oil. So one third vinegar, whatever vinegar you want to use, 2/3 olive oil. Mix that together, a little bit of mustard and a little bit of fresh herbs. Mm. Basil is really good with this. Mix it all together. And if you really want to push the boat out, put a little bit of mozzarella cheese. Again, room temperature. Mozzarella cheese.
You won't get the flavour otherwise.
Yeah, you won't get the flavour. And there's nothing worse. If you go into restaurants and you get, you know, the layered mozzarella cheese, the tomatoes, it's like a burger, but and it's straight from the fridge. It's like there's nothing
no flavor. It's like a burrata. Sometimes you have a burrata and it's out of the fridge. Burrata, no flavour.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but when you get the good burrata, and it's like it just literally melts in your mouth.
Now, the third one involves corn on the cob, which I find always gets stuck in my teeth.
I know, yeah, but I actually love corn on the cob, particularly in a barbecue scenario. But really what I want to talk about is the gremolata, which is a flavor enhancement topping. So basically, it's garlic lemon segments. So lemon is a flavor, or citrus is a flavor enhancer. Mm-hmm. So instead of using salt and pepper, you can use citrus fruit, and it'll bring out the flavor of the food. And lots of chopped parsley, fluffy parsley, mix that together. So it's like a dressing. Now, I'm putting this on the corn on the cob, but it'll work perfectly on pork steaks, strip loin steaks, burgers, mm-hmm. Chicken breasts, sausages, anything. It really, really works. So if you get your foreign corn on the cobs, I'm using fresh corn here. Mm-hmm. So you want to take them out of the wrapping, the leaves on the outside, and bring it up to the boil and let it boil for about 15 minutes. And then when you're cooking on a barbecue, you have a hot section and a cold section. This is super important if you're using charcoals, even if you're using gas. So you have one side that's slightly cooler than the other. So if you're using charcoals, build up your charcoals on one side so it's super hot, and no charcoals on the right-hand side.
You're still getting heat.
And the same with the gas. So turn up the gas hot on one side and cooler on the other side. So put it on the hot side first, get it nicely caramelized, and then move it to this side. Just let it simmer away while you cook the rest of your super meats and fish and everything on top.
Kevin Dundon of Dunbrody House, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.